This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
If you could hear Old Spice Fiji Antiperspirant, what would it sound like?
First, you'd start with Fiji Antiperspirant's amazing scent of palm trees. Add pure notes of fresh coconut and layer on 24/7 odor and sweat protection.
You won't hear any dyes or parabens because with Fiji, you won't have any.
So while your regular antiperspirant sounds like this, Old Spice Fiji sounds like this. Sounds like it smells amazing.
This is Andrew Perloff with an Odyssey Sports Minute. We were all confused last NFL offseason when the Atlanta Falcons signed quarterback Kirk Cousins and then drafted another quarterback in the top 10. Turns out, Cousins was confused as well. In a new documentary show on Netflix, Cousins says he wouldn't have left the Vikings for the Falcons if they knew they were going to do that. Hard to feel bad considering Cousins made hundreds of millions of dollars. But now he's a backup to Michael Penix. It goes to show, the NFL is a very tough business, even for Pro Bowl quarterbacks. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We'll build restrooms. We'll make this a place that people want to come and spend time.
I actually think that that is a good idea for New Bears Stadium. That was Bears President Kevin Warren. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And I got a couple of reports. So I got two sources about this. One from our friend Carrie, who's been keeping us updated, Carrie Wolovic, on Twitter. So he sent me some information about the survey that the Bears sent out to season ticket holders about what they want in a new stadium. Jack underscore BFR on Twitter also posting the seating chart for the Bears' new stadium in Arlington Heights. At least that is from him.
I like that.
And it looks like it's not quite a horseshoe. I want to say it's, there's probably, if you were to picture a horseshoe or like the Ohio State design is what I think of, fill in the right side more, but not totally, and then fill in the left side a little more. So it's essentially partially open on the upper piece on both sides. I am not good at trying to describe shapes, but essentially it is an oval with the sides cut out, kind of like an onion. All right, that does it. I got there. But the point is, they sent out a survey that I was told took about 20 minutes to fill out. And I'll read to you what I have. The Bears are a proud part of the community for over a century and have shared plans to build a new enclosed stadium located in Chicagoland.
Oh, they're not even getting specific yet.
I understand. So the new Bears Stadium, which hosts Bears home games, serve a variety of community needs and attract approximately 20 top-tier sports and entertainment events each year from around the world. I think that that is a fair assessment of what they want to do. I don't think that's overly ambitious.
The number 20, you're saying, outside of the actual football games?
Correct. And also serve community needs. You know what I want to see? High school playoff games.
Ooh, that would be nice.
You know, people are always like, oh, you're from Texas, you want everything to be like it. No, but in this case,
Yes.
I do. Host high school playoff games. That would be fantastic. So it also says, designed to enhance the fan experience, the stadium would feature improved seating opportunities and upgraded amenities, including better concessions, expanded concourses, modern technology, and more. Technology and stuff. It's a throwback for those who know. The survey is designed to gather your feedback, especially regarding seating options and pricing. So that seemed to be a part of this. They talked about a membership program, saying a membership program is used commonly by NFL teams. Under such a program, purchasing a membership would involve a one-time fee, which grants the buyer both the right and the responsibility to purchase season tickets for that seat for the lifetime of the new stadium.
Seat license.
Correct, but they don't call it that. So how much is a membership fee? Membership fees would vary depending on the seat's location and type, typical. Factors such as proximity to the field and seating level would influence the cost. So then they have other ways that you can pay for it. Interest-free installments for a specified amount before the stadium opens. Financed installments with interest over an extended period of time, like 5 or 10 years, and a down payment or due up front. So what other members' benefits would you get? Kind of like season ticket holders getting the survey. This is common. I would say a lot of teams do this type of thing. As a member, you would have the ability to transfer or sell your license to family, friends, or a third party subject to terms and conditions. Other potential benefits could include recognition within the new stadium and first right of refusal for purchasing tickets to select other stadium events. All of that sounds great, right? I don't think I've heard anything that would make me concerned.
It all sounds pretty standard, to be honest.
Right, like if you're a Cubs season ticket holder, for example, I've known some of those, you get, I think, preferred, or at least if there's a concert or something like that, you get either a special presale or you get access to more opportunities for those or maybe at a different price. Feel free to chime in here on the text line and Twitch chat if you want, because I know we have a lot of season ticket holders who help, so I appreciate that. So it says, a new Chicago Bears stadium may offer reserve seating, premium reserve seating, club seating, small group seating, 4 to 6 seats, or luxury suites, over 12 seats. Reserve seating locations will include access to standard concessions, restrooms, that type of thing. The purchase of a reserve seat would include regular season Bears home games, other options as well. Because, again, I'm getting this from other people, so I don't have all of the language. Reserve seat buyers would purchase tickets for playoff games and other events. So then they want to make sure that you know no pricing decisions or anything official has been finalized. So I feel like that is fair. And the stadium design that I am seeing in this is similar to what we've seen online. So again, that's multiple people reporting the same picture.
I want to point out 847 on the text line says, I received the survey too, and I only bought a single game ticket last year, not season tickets. So maybe this is more widely distributed than we thought as we discuss the Bears' new stadium and a survey that was sent out that Layla Rahimi got her hands on here on Rahimi and Harris.
It came into my clutches. And I tend to release information from my clutches and give it to you guys. So that's what we're doing. I also appreciate them sending it, if this is the case, to anybody who bought a ticket, for example, or if you have season tickets. Listen to your paying customers. Doesn't that make sense?
Give them a voice. Because honestly, what you don't want to happen is terrible decisions to be made and fans be like, why were we not consulted?
Well, and let's face it, the first time I thought of the phrase lifetime of the stadium, I'm thinking that could be 30, 40 years.
I was thinking 25.
That's when you consider the age of Soldier Field, for example.
Well, that's a special case, I believe.
But still.
Yeah.
This is not like something that they get to take multiple swings at over, I would say, a 40-year span.
Oh, no. With how much it's going to cost to build this stadium?
Bingo.
You better get it right.
So that's it. So for research purposes, please note, yeah, that no pricing decisions or something else have been finalized. And again, I don't have all the language because I'm getting this from other people. So it talks about club seats. It goes on to talk about the small group seating. It tries to diagram it on the draw out the picture, the illustration of the stadium that you would get. Luxury suites, for example, would offer private seating for suite amenities such as a private lounge area, decor, fully equipped service area, and wet bar.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, you remember when those were popular to your like house in the 70s, the wet bar? Hey, we got a sink on a sink. Oh yeah, how about the sink over here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I just love how in-depth this sounds like it's going to be.
I really appreciate how in-depth it is. I like the idea of being able to tell people exactly what they think they can get.
Oh, this is interesting. 847's pointing out that my survey asked what section of the stadium I might be interested in and at a certain price point. If I answered not interested, it would ask again at a smaller prices until I answered possibly interested. So they're gathering loads of data to understand what the people who have been paying for tickets might be willing to pay for tickets in a new stadium.
I wouldn't call it a breaking point per se, but I would say that that's a good way to understand, okay, well, at what price are you interested? Again, anytime you can get a group of people to answer a question like this and it's done in an honest, seemingly honest way, I think that's really good. 847, I would ask you, at what price were you possibly interested? That would be my next question. So it talks about these suites, and it says purchasing a luxury suite would include tickets to Chicago Bears home games played and also something else purchased. And again, this is cut off for me, but it would provide priority access to games and most other stadium events. For research purposes, again, assume that this is included in a membership. Please note that no pricing. They keep saying it over and over again, which I think is really good.
No pricing has been determined.
In bold, no pricing decisions or program has been finalized. I like the fact that they're very honest about this. So then you have these options that you could check. Reserve seating, premium reserve seating, club seating, other premium seating like a VIP club or small group seating, or I would not consider purchasing a seasonal seating option at a new Chicago Bears stadium. So then they go into the membership as we discussed. So this is what I got information-wise via the Bears survey that they sent to season ticket holders. So then they also just gauge your interest as to going to a different place to watch. How would you characterize your interest in attending Bears home games at a new stadium? Let's do it as a group, shall we? The options are definitely interested, likely interested, possibly interested, or not interested. I am definitely interested.
I am possibly interested. That's a long hike. That's where I am in my life.
It's 9 guaranteed home games max, a regular season.
But they're asking just how interested are you in going to a game, right?
That
question.
Well, it says in Bears home games.
Oh.
But I don't take it that seriously. I think one can figure.
No, I think for me, as a non-working covering the game, I'd probably go to one game just to be like, I've been to a game.
708 WrestleMania. Hell yeah. That would be awesome. Wrestling events are coming to Big 12 cities. They just announced.
That's one of the things that Kevin Warren mentioned by name when he talked about hosting events there. Final Fours, WrestleMania, concerts.
Smart to do so. But also, these are the types of things that other stadiums of this caliber hold. So that would make it make sense. Okay, guys, definitely, likely, possibly, or not.
See, I love going to games in person, but to me, like, if this is in Arlington Heights, I don't have a car. And, like, the me transporting to go over there as someone who lives in the city, that idea sounds awful. And then the train is probably going to be packed if there is one to go there. So that's probably it's probably going to be a no for me.
Yeah, I think the whole idea, though, is to make the transport easy, and there'll be, like, a metro going over there, you know, you would think.
I would love a public transportation option.
I believe Kevin, I could be wrong about this, but I believe Kevin Warren has addressed that they want that would be a part of the factor.
But here's the thing, as Cook County residents and as people who use public transportation, it's also on us to speak up about it.
Absolutely, 100%. But I would be interested for sure, because just as Marshall said, just to have the experience,
the novelty of it.
The novelty of it. You know, I'm more of a let me watch football at home guy to take in everything in the broadcast and everything. But I'd like to go to experience it for sure.
So the next question on the Bear survey that they sent season ticket holders is, when considering Chicago Bears home games, and not just season ticket holders, if you got a ticket too, thanks for everybody who are chiming in. When considering Chicago Bears home games at the new stadium, how would you plan to spend time before the event? Your options are tailgating offsite. Yes, that's me. Tailgating in a parking lot. Also me.
Oh, you're going to say yes to all of this.
Probably. Restaurant in the stadium. I mean, what are our restaurant options, guys?
We got to have restaurants in the stadium.
That's our project. As a show and as a listenership, we got to figure out what restaurants we want in the stadium. That we can do, right?
Well, it's going to be an original concept.
Maybe not.
I don't think they're going to have... Well... Now I'm thinking about it.
United Center.
Portillo's. Yep. There's
Portillo's at the stadium.
There's going to be Chicago staples in there.
Somebody get the Aurelio's original oven and transport it to New Bears Stadium.
But also, what's the name of the company that does the food for most places?
Oh, like Levy or Sodexo?
Yeah, yeah. They're going to have.
But they do that, though. They bring in local concepts.
Yeah, vendors. Yeah.
Okay, so your other options are, and I want you to think about this because we'll take a commercial break. We wanted to devote two segments to this. Bar in the stadium is a yes for me.
Oh, yeah.
Restaurant in stadium vicinity, possibly. Bar in stadium vicinity. Restaurant elsewhere in Chicagoland. Bar elsewhere in Chicagoland. Game day fan zone adjacent to the stadium. Is there a bounce house?
There's got to be all this stuff. There's got to be like a kid zone or everything.
Turnkey dedicated tailgating zone adjacent. So I found that to be interesting too. We will continue more on the Bears survey regarding their new stadium. I appreciate everybody chiming in. We'll have more next on Rahimi and Harris on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.